Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is Friday, the last day in November, and it is time for Christmas. It is time for not only Krampus and the Grinch, but it's also time for Christmas, for Christmas joy, happiness, and a whole new year right afterward. And we want to have a whole new year of good health. So, Michelle, you have questions from our listener audience, and for those people who have been with us for more than a decade. Now, we've been here 13 and a half years doing broadcasting at Genesis and RBN.
You've been 13 and a half. I think I've been doing this for about 9 years.
Yeah, and we're also launching our stream, which is our Stream Guys stream. It'll be our own Stream Guys with a player. It'll be on all our websites and all our co-hosts. We also are going to be archiving everything over on our deagle-network.com.
So what's going to happen with this Stream Guys is it's going to be just like just a click, like Genesis. It comes on right away.
Right, it's immediate, instantaneous, and it also is going to have, you can even rewind, which has features that are not even over on the Genesis player. Mm-hmm. So if you've come in 10 minutes late for the show, you can rewind to the start of the show, and it's archived instantly and cross-indexed over at Deagle Network as well as Stream Guys. Wow. Yeah, pretty nice.
You keep getting more and more technologically advanced. I don't know. Can I keep up with it all? I can keep up with the products. I can tell you this.
I'm really pleased with this. Yeah.
I can tell you that we still have some sales on, even though we had an excellent, awesome sale for Thanksgiving. Thank you for all of your support in purchasing our supplements. And, of course, as Bill will always tell you, it's a win-win because you're getting to have the supplements, just like me. If I didn't have those supplements, I wouldn't be sitting here as perky as I am, guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Because I know what it's like if I happen to miss, you know, part of a day or most of a day. It's just not the same. And, of course, I start out my day, if you're wondering, with Life Support, Ageless, and Glycemic. That's the first thing I do. I get up and, well, it's not the first thing you do. First thing I do is have a cup of Canadian tea.
A cup.
Tea first.
As they say, a cuppa.
And then, of course, at the same time, bring Kelsey her tea. I've got her turning Canadian on there, Bill. Bring her tea and her water. So, and then after that, of course, it's the, you know, it's funny, tea does have a kind of caffeine in it, but nothing wakes you up and makes you feel good like the Life Support and Ageless and Glycemic.
Exactly.
So if you're still wondering, if you're thinking, oh, gee, I still need to get a few things, go to NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, and you will see that the Nutridyne is still on sale, and the Power C, and the Magnesium Glycinate. Bill, on the front page, you want to pull it up for me there so I can see and make sure that it is there on sale?
Let's see if I can. Here it is.
Yeah, just down, scroll down to the bottom.
I'll go to home first.
Okay, then you go to home. And there we go. And let's make sure that they're still on sale and still down there. Below the beautiful, beautiful sliders.
Yeah, which you select and put up, honey.
Of course. NutriDefense. Oh, NutriDefense is on sale, too. And so is Vitamineral Max.
By the way, the NutriDefense formula, we increased 400% in power and dropped the price as we reformulated it. So you can't beat it.
Yeah, back in the day when we got the polyphenol, we got it from Japan before Fukushima. But you don't want anything from Japan now, and that supply is all over. So you don't want to go get anything from Japan at this point in time, do you,
right,
Bill? That was before the big crisis.
Right.
Okay, Bill, I want to start off with, I know you just were talking to a gentleman, Wagner, there from Georgia, that
right,
I put through to you because he had low platelets and high liver enzymes. What's going on with Wagner there?
We're just starting the process of consultation. His friend sent a QRMA test and a list of about 12 complaints. I'll be doing a full consultation, which is the 11-page intake history form, and reviewing his lab work. He also scheduled Mondays for an ultrasound of his upper abdomen, including liver. So we'll review that. We'll decide then if we need to do more advanced testing, including a functional quantum scan, like a bioplasma scan, and another test like a CT or MRI or other testing.
What would high liver enzymes mean?
The most common thing is he either has abuse of alcohol, a hepatitis, or a toxic chemical. He's working, say, as a welder or a lab where he's exposed to toxic chemicals.
But you know what's funny about that? I don't know if I should say this on the air, but his email, he gave me his email this morning, and it's a dental lab at Gmail. It's a dental lab. Would there be anything in a dental lab?
Yeah, there's a lot of toxic chemicals used to make dental appliances or to make implants for teeth. So he could have heavy metal or toxic volatile chemical exposure.
Mm.
The other thing is you can get fatty liver caused by diabetes or dyslipidemia, and that can cause hepatitis. And a good percentage of people have elevated triglycerides, so if his triglycerides are high or other lipid fractions, it can cause interhepatic hepatitis. And I can treat that too. So the conventional doctors are lost because they have only so many tools in their tool shed of drugs. We have nutraceuticals and other technology to heal.
How about Kayla? Let's bring up our sweet Kayla with us. That's one of my best friend's daughters.
Right.
She's 15. Beautiful. Beautiful tall girl, isn't
right,
she, Bill? And
right,
beautiful heart.
Right.
She's been playing with Kelsey for years. She's kind of her best buddy. Anyway, so Kayla's been struggling with thyroid problems since she was a little girl. And she's always gone with Bill and got some, you know, supplements here and there and everything, and you know, she's been taking vitamin Max and this and that and everything. But she real seriously, her mother brought her over on the weekend and said she needed to have metapathia, test. So she did, and Bill found out a lot of stuff.
Well, she had a bioplasma test, the next grade beyond the the biophilia.
That's the advanced metapathia.
It includes metapathia plus more other, yeah, go ahead.
So, anyways, Kayla's history, which I know really well, is Bill. She's been to see many doctors, and then the doctor sent her to the specialist because she suffers from, she can't sleep, she's got constipation, and I'm sure she told you all the other stuff. Really bad constipation.
And the doctors often disagree with each other.
And they give her that, what is it called, Miralax,
just that Miralax, may have bowel movements.
And even the specialist, Lori couldn't believe it, even the specialist gave her that same thing instead of trying to do testing and stuff. Anyways, the good news with Kayla is she's a happy camper because, you know, we actually sat down with her and she did the test and then we gave her a whole bunch of supplements. And believe it or not, she started taking them the next morning and within 2 hours she actually went to the bathroom.
Twice.
And she was going,
You want me to summarize?
She feels like a million bucks.
Let me tell you
and
this.
I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
On the air for
I want to thank God.
My good friend's daughters.
I want to thank God because he gave me not only the medical knowledge, which I pursued over 4.5 decades, but he also gave me the intuitive ability and empathic ability to be an empath to when someone's sick, whether they're a long distance on a phone call or around the world or local, like little mm-hmm. Kayla. Now, Kayla's story is this. She was having problems with low temperature and low energy and insomnia. So she did a thyroid test, and they decided...
And constipation.
So they gave her synthetic thyroid, which is not the way to treat thyroid. And I have this from thyroid experts going back 4.5 decades.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is they switched from synthetic thyroid, which actually worked back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s when people were treating. And in the 60s, they started doing blood tests and not relying on the clinical diagnosis of whether or not they had myxedema or broken eyebrows on the side of their head or dry skin or whatever. Myxedema is like your skin is like rubber. And the problem is she was still having signs of hypothyroidism, low body, core body temperature, mm-hmm. myxedema to skin, broken, shattered hair follicles and hair pulling and all that stuff, right? So I told her, I said, you need to have our non-synthetic thyroid, which is minus thyroid, that it contains adrenal and hypothalamus, because you have to have all three. And there's also things to help improve what's called...
And she has a Nutridyne, she loves it.
5' deiodinase. In other words, your body takes T4, which is a pre-hormone. So when somebody takes, say, Synthroid or levothyroxine, it's not a hormone, it's a pre-hormone. And T3, which is removed in the 5' position, takes T4, which is a half-life of 37.5 hours, and T3 only has a half-life of 5.5 minutes. It's converted to T2 and reverse T2. So the problem is, if you make reverse thyroid hormone called RT3, it's like a rusty key, it locks into the mitochondria, and it shuts off your metabolism, and it can make you have hypothyroidism, what's called type 2, which is 100 times more common than type 1, where you have antibodies. So what we did is we gave her our mitothyroid, we gave her IBS care to stimulate her bowel, we gave her probiotics, we gave her gastro healer gut, we gave her all these things, and the next day, as they say, she pooped and smiling, her body temperature's coming up.
Her energy was
there. Energy is normalizing, her mood is good, and she's a happy.
She's a smart girl.
She's only 15, and
she's on the top
of her class. Yeah, exactly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And lots of your questions and solutions to make you happy and jolly this holiday.
Paula from Michigan, Bill, she has a diabetic foot ulcer on her pinky toe.
Right. What happens is with diabetics, they have several things wrong. Their macro or big blood vessels and small vessels are affected.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you have to do is you have to lower insulin resistance and get rid of free radicals, and you have to improve the microcirculation, including release of nitric oxide. So the first thing you want to do is you want to take Cardiovasc, which has 7 synergistic herbs. You want to take Supernox. Cardiovasc, usually for a woman, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Supernox, 2 tablets 3 times a day. Then you want to take Omega Supreme Pro, because the fatty acids are inflammatory that cause bad plaque that blocks your arteries. And the CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, and CoQ10 Supreme, 2 soft gels each twice a day. And magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules twice a day. The microcirculation, you need vein away, which is going to heal the blood vessel wall. And very often diabetics, they have elevated homocysteine, so you want to take SAM-E capsule or the 7-methyl powder, 1 capsule twice a day, or 1 SAM-E soft gel, the powder, of under your tongue twice a day. And the microcirculation will improve dramatically.
What about right on the toe?
Right on the toe, yeah. I would apply topically Nutridyne every 2 hours until it starts to heal. And then orally, it would take 15 drops of Nutridyne 3 times a day, because usually there's a fungal infection, for the first week, and then drop it down to half that dosage, or 2/3 of that dosage, say, to 10 drops 3 times a day for the next month. And I take orally Allicin Med and NutriSilver and immunoglobulins,
Nutri-Immune Choice.
Yeah, because it's very serious. You have to rechase it, otherwise she'll end up with an amputation of her toes and or all of a sudden partial foot, before you know it, all the way up to below the knee amp.
Ida from Kelowna, B.C., Canada. Yeah, she's an older lady.
And by the way, one other thing I forgot to mention is nanokinase. Everybody with diabetes has hyperviscous blood, so she'll probably be on 3 capsules twice a day. Please continue.
She was diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus.
Right, very common.
Which is mono, right?
Right, but it also is a trigger for cancer.
But also, you know what she said hypertension.
Right, it does. Let me explain. On the biophilia scan or metaphasia scan, 3 things show up almost all the time. you never have hypertension without having pre-diabetic elevated insulin, elevated endotoxins, things like leaky gut syndrome, and so on, are all tied together. But what you want to do with hypertension is Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, and nanobacteria, which are around your gums, are in virtually everybody with hypertension and vascular disease. So our antivirals, like Nutrien Defense, very important because it destroys the viral capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses. Nutrien Silver, Allicin Med, and Nutridyne, the most powerful of the three, are really important because whenever you get vascular disease, you have infected arteries with nanobacteria and viruses. And it's also been found out there's an Epstein-Barr virus antigen test that's a test that will show positive before you get cancer of anything in your body. So EBV antigen is a new test available. I just talked to Dr. Winkler about it. That actually, if it's positive, it puts you at high risk of developing a cancer somewhere in your body, your brain, your liver, wherever.
First thing I do after my, you know, or what I do next, after my life support and Agilis and Glycemix,
right.
And then the very next thing I do, because it makes me thirsty, is start to take my supplements. And the first ones are Allicin Med. It's important
right.
every day.
Right.
And also the Power C. That's the next two.
I like to use the analogy. Virtually every disease you can get, from diabetes to hypertension to dementia to retinopathy, is an infection. With fungi, bacteria,
so
acidosis.
You should be taking Allicin Med every day.
Oh, yeah. And Nutridyne and NutriSilver and Nutrimin.
I take Nutridyne, too.
And when we see children, for example, don't vaccinate them against all these damn vaccines, which will destroy their health. Give them Nutrien Defense. You can open a capsule, make it a little slurry for them. And give them NutriSilver. Spray it in their mouth 3 or 4 times a day. And put some Nutridyne on their forearm or put it in their drink.
Russ from Alabama said his friend is really suffering, Bill, that he is diagnosed as having no flap at the top of his stomach, so everything just comes up.
Well, I don't know what. That may be the description the doctors gave. It's not a flap. It's a functional valve, basically based on the contraction of the lower esophagus, the gastroesophageal sphincter, it's called, GES sphincter. What you do is you take our IBS care, which is a promotility agent that stimulates the myenteric plexus, and the AstroHeal, and usually there's inflammation or chronic infection there, like Helicobacter pylori. So we clear the infection with, say, Allicin Med and Nutridyne, take IBS care to restore the tone and AstroHeal, chew 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day.
And don't forget to cough.
Sorry, that was...
Is that part of the prescription?
No, it's because I'm doing too much talk without taking my little sip of my water.
Okay,
soda.
How about we go into the emails, Bill, since I've kind of been behind here.
So it's good now. I have my soda.
Look how many emails I have today, like a gazillion, okay?
Well, that's
ready?
Good. That's good.
So I'll try to get through these. Faith from Indiana. She says she has a left leg club foot with wounds on Achilles tendon on each side of the ankle. She's gone to the Indiana Hospital Wound Clinic, and they ordered a Sandel and double E compression for every other day.
And that's not adequate. The first thing they should have done is put her in a hyperbaric chamber, and we have antipathogenics to knock off the pathogens because we've got a kind of infection. She's got multiple layers. She's probably got fungi, viruses, and bacteria. Okay, you can have even the mycelia of the yeast can actually, if you take electron microscopy, it even pushes the fungi right through the periosteum of the bone. Okay, and I had a diabetologist years ago show me his photomicrographs showing a diabetic lepidocorum and other changes in the foot and leg that cause infection. And virtually everybody that develops things like leg ulcers is a diabetic. And if they don't show high blood sugar, they get high blood insulin, and their immune system is impaired, and they get fungi growing everywhere.
Okay, next person.
So it's easy to treat, but I would recommend Lumen Photon for healing.
Okay.
I'd recommend our supplements, our antipathogenics, and things like Collagen Max, and Omega Supreme to try to heal the tissues. And, of course, we want to make sure we stimulate oxygenation, which is Lumen Photon, and she may need a hyperbaric chamber in order to get long-term healing. If she's really prone, she may be prone to developing leg ulcers and may have even bone infection. So she might need a bone scan to determine if she's got a problem there, right?
Yeah, next Bill is Jacques. Oh no, actually I was going to make him, I should make him anonymous. Bill? Yeah. Will I say where he's from? Could
right.
be from France.
From
Could
France.
Could be anyway.
France.
Anywhere. Good afternoon. My brother sent me your email and suggested that I contact you about what seems to be a rare issue that I'm experiencing. It's a little embarrassing to discuss, but I need to get this fixed as it's causing relationship problems and stress and psychological issues. About 3 years ago, I started seeing blood in my semen and contacted my doctor immediately. He sent me to a urologist and he told me it was typical for men to have blood in their semen and I should not be concerned about it. I explained that it had been going on for weeks and I was concerned because it started with an orange color and now it's getting more pure red, right, blood. After a few more months went by and the problem persisted, I went back to the urologist and he performed an ultrasound on the prostate, which he said looked normal. He asked that I come back for a cystoscopy.
Cystoscopy, yeah.
Which I did again, was told everything was normal, and then he goes on to say it's still red. Anyways, I would think I'm not the first and only American that's experiencing this, and I certainly don't want to live with this problem anymore. My doctors just don't know what to do.
I know what to do. I'll bring it back. When we come back, I'll explain. The set of investigations this urologist did were inadequate, and I'll explain why.
Okay. When we come back.
Look at all the pictures there, Mish. See?
Trading involves financial.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So that was for the gentleman, Bill, that you were going. You said that there's something you could do about the blood in the.
Okay, seat. First off, the urologist should have done a ultrasound of the kidneys, and the bladder, and the prostate, not just the prostate. Second thing they should have done is to if there's bleeding, they should have done not only a cystoscopy but a retrograde pyelogram. To look to see if there's abnormal stones or abnormal anatomy in the kidney, because the pelvis of the kidney most likely he has stones, or he has stones in the bladder wall itself or chronic cystitis. So if you looked at his bladder wall, you'd see little stones in there, or the trigone, usually the area that could be infected by, say, ureaplasm, urealytica.
How does that get into the semen? Is that a different spot?
No, because they're in the urine, it can get into the semen, because the urine and the semen are going to mix.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The next thing to do, of course, if you do an ultrasound of the prostate and you don't see anything, the next thing to do is to do a CT scan of the kidneys, bladder, and also the prostate. Plus, you want to do cancer markers because you could have renal cancer, bladder cancer, and or prostate cancer, and there's specific cancer markers. If it's positive, within 48 hours, you want to do a positron emission tomography scan with positronic fluorodeoxyglucose. If granulomatous lesions on the CT are positive, on the PET scan, he needs to have insulin-potentiated chemotherapy with our nutraceuticals, and he'll recover. But do not do conventional paint-by-numbers chemo. Half the patients that start conventional chemo die of the chemo in 6 months. So the first thing you have to assume is he's got a chronic infection. He could have trichomonas in there. He could have ureaplasm, urealyticum, which is very hard to culture. And the urologists are sloppy. They don't look at the infectious disease, and they don't look back at the pelvis of the kidney. You could have abnormal stones like calcium pyrophosphate stones, oxalate stones, etc., and you may have even polycystic kidney disease that's bleeding. So you have to assume the entire urinary tract, and you don't just do a cystogram, you have to do the whole deal. All right, so I recommend this gentleman have a consult, and I'll tell him what he should do with another, not that same urologist, okay?
Okay.
That guy's a knucklehead, obviously.
Carla from Minnesota. Dear Dr. Bill Deagle, first and foremost, I need to tell you that I know that you are plumb full of wisdom that can only come from the Almighty God alone.
Right.
Right. I love all of your programs, and I listen to them as often as I can. And your sense of humor makes me literally LOL, laugh out loud,
wow,
often. And your arrogance is wonderful. I sincerely love it. There you go, Bill.
Uh-huh. Well, they call it arrogance, but see, God's crushed me down,
Okay.
Let me explain a little story to make you laugh. I'm a Christian, and even if you're a talented Christian, God crushes down all Christians to make us a perfume that's aromatic to his nostrils. And we get crushed by experiences that he allows to happen, so we turn to him in our fallen state, so God can make us, sanctify us, and make us useful to him to save others and ourselves.
Okay.
In other words, even if you're talented, God will crush you down to make you a perfume, is what I'm saying.
All right. That sounds better.
Doesn't it?
Better explanation. Okay, now, she says, now on with my main reason for emailing you. My amazing son-in-law, Brian, is in dire need of a protocol to restore his entire digestive tract, and I have complete faith in you being the one who has the answer, along with the top of the line products that will help you to recover. What happened to him? Bill, stop typing.
I can hear you typing.
I can hear you typing. You can hear that on the air,
yeah,
too. Stop that.
So that.
What happened to him is almost impossible to even believe. 6 years ago, Brian accidentally took a drink of sulfuric acid, swallowed it, and then vomited back up, and doctors didn't expect him to live. He had a feeding tube in his stomach for many months, and his esophagus, stomach, and many inches into his intestines were completely burnt and blackened. He had countless esophageal, I guess you'd say, dilation procedures weekly for many, many months, and now his esophagus constantly shrinks to the point where even water barely goes down. So his flap valve, so someone else talking about a flap valve, and his esophageal sphincter,
yeah,
are destroyed, and his acid reflux is practically totally unbearable, causing him to have excruciating, painful, dry heaving and vomiting. So, you know, in finding food, you can imagine, Bill.
Well, he'll need nutraceuticals for three things. Firstly, he needs nutraceuticals to clear secondary pathogens that will infect his esophagus. He needs promotility agents like the IBS care, and he'll need stem cell therapy like a red deer velvet and oncomycin mycoD2, as well as probably stem cell. There are several new test stem cell therapies, and I'd probably have to recommend a consult, but he's going to need to have our nutraceuticals in order to heal.
what would he take for that? Because he's got to be...
Okay. Gastro heal, IBS care, our antipathogenics, Ellison Med, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, Nutrimine 26Y, he needs fatty acids, Omega Supreme Pro, and Collagen Max to regenerate. And he needs antispasticity agents, which would be magnesium glycinate, to reduce spasm.
And with the Collagen Max, to heal it.
It would tend to heal it, along with the oncomycin.
Yeah.
Oncomycin and the red deer velvet will heal, and he'll need, what we're trying to do. Miprazole is a blocking agent. Oh, I think somehow commercials send a bump in there.
Okay.
Anyway, what Miprazole is a proton pump inhibitor, and you don't want to use that because that actually makes him maldigest his food, and his enzymes can't properly break down his food, and he can get secondary small intestinal bowel overgrowth.
So it's not doing
very bad idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Now on to. I think we heard from Russ in Alabama. This time he's talking about his dad. Really, his dad, I guess, is 92 years old, Bill.
Yeah.
He said he's, you know, no pain or no complaints. You know, at 92, he's a World War II vet. And he says he has urinary incontinence and muscle wasting, pretty much.
It's called sarcopenia. You lose muscles. And when I have a reverse sarcopenia, we have our Dr. Wolf's, what's called make a muscles formula, reversing sarcopenia. Mm-hmm. And you take it between meals. You don't take it with meals. You take it between meals. And I recommend you take it with our sports energy light drink. And you should take at least one of each twice a day of the muscle mega muscles and sports energy light. And then Collagen Max as well. And, of course, the support with our Red Deer Velvet DR to regenerate his muscles, along with the other factors for muscles, including the proteins he's need in their life support and ageless.
The next question, Bill, is I'm going to make anonymous, and that's about the condition of Pyrenees. I remember I didn't know it. How do you say that again? Pyrenees? That one there.
Pyrenees.
Pyrenees.
Basically elastin fibers that get into various the fibers in between the cavernous sinuses of the penis.
So which of our products would break down that elastin fiber?
Inflamex and Seroflozyme.
Okay. Thank you. Pam from up in Illinois, Bill. Pam, you know, with Len. And anyway, this time it's Dr. Bill. Len's mom has been diagnosed with dry macular degeneration in one of her eyes. And is this condition reversible with your protocol, Bill? And how long would it take? Or will the protocol only prevent it from getting worse?
Well, first off, to make predictions is not a smart idea. What we do is we do a treatment for a period of a month or so, see how things are progressing, and have objective tests like a electroretinography and slit lamp examination with photographs, and see what's going on with intraocular pressures and visual fields, a Goldman field test. And I'd like to see the actual results of the test to see. We start off with Vision Max, Vainaway, Natokinase, to reduce free radicals, gamma E plus, cell detox glutathione, and fat soluble thiamine called ultrathiamine B1. We use things like Neurogen to remyelinate the nerve fiber tracts in the back of the eye, the retina, make a Supreme Pro. And if we use a lumen photon on the eyes, set frequency number 3 for regeneration, along with Red Deer Velvet and the use of the ergothionine in MycoD2, oncomycin, and then we'll see how she does in a month. And if it doesn't recover, then we go to the next level.
Well, she had another question. Should you be putting the CanC in both eyes or just the one with the macular degeneration?
Both eyes.
And NutriSilver, too?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
All shoppers, we're all ready. Go ahead, Mish, with your next question.
Yeah, before we go on to the next one, I wanted to ask you one more question for Pam, and that was, she's talking about her mother-in-law here, right? Should she be putting drops of NutriSilver in her eyes, and if so, should that be done at the same or different time than the CanC?
Same time.
Oh.
I put the CanC in first, and then I put the NutriSilver.
Okay.
4 times a day, both eyes.
Susan, in an email. Hello and greetings, Dr. Bill. Could you please tell me which of the Lumen Photon products and settings you recommend for glaucoma and any of the other products for this protocol? Thank you and have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Firstly, I'd probably get the 180 lumen pad with the Velcro straps you can strap around your eyes and head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would probably use setting number 15 minutes on sitting number 7 for reducing intraocular pressure, sitting number 3 for healing and regeneration.
Now, if you wanted
30 minutes.
You could move that and put it on a different setting for pain in your knee, right? You could
now, the knee pain would be setting number 7.
Yeah.
And for knee, I'd put it on NICO, 15 minutes to 30 minutes on 7, and I put it on 30 minutes for NICO.
Yeah, I'm just saying
for healing regeneration.
Same pad. That's
same
what's
pad,
wonderful
yeah.
about the lumens is you put it in a different setting and put it on a different part of your body.
Exactly, yeah. Basically, the organs are this. Skin and neuroectoderm, which means peripheral nerve, central nervous system, eyes, ears, nose, throat, ears, whatever, mm-hmm. and teeth, for example. The eyes would be all frequency number 3. For regeneration, for pain, 7, for everything. Sitting number 4 is for internal organs, liver, kidney, spleen, whatever, bowels. And sitting number 5 is glands, parathyroid, thyroid, ovaries, adrenal glands over the top of the kidneys, etc. So that makes it pretty simple. You just mm-hmm. boom, 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 follow that frequency. Right. We're working on actually a little device we'll add to that. It'll put a flicker on the on phase of the lights of the atomic plasma frequency from Linus Pauling, his research.
Our next bill is Thomas,
right.
On a 60-year-old male in pretty good shape, probably the strongest I've been in my life, 5'9", 170 pounds, so
right.
in good shape, with
right.
lower end of high blood pressure, looking for a good regimen of vitamins and supplements, but don't want to spend stupid money, you know, out in the wrong place.
Why would you say nothing that we have is stupid?
No,
it's whether you can afford it.
It's elsewhere.
It has to be what's called affordable.
You're not listening. What he's trying to say is that he doesn't want to spend it because it's stupid money to go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, if you buy his vitamins at a local vitamin store, your local even naturopath, they're not going to have medical grade supplements.
Little quick off the cuff there.
Yeah. But
relax.
our supplements are never stupid.
He wasn't saying
they might
they
be
were.
Not affordable, but they're never stupid.
He was saying the opposite.
I know that. I got it. Okay.
Okay, if you got it.
I'm a little defensive because I see a lot of people buying garbage, including what's advertised on my show on Genesis, and I don't support any of it because they don't have medical testing, they don't have investigations, they can't even tell you history or integrate with medical care. It's ridiculous.
A little frustrating.
It's frustrating.
But how about this, Bill? I know it won't frustrate you. And that's just telling for a new customer, a new person
right.
that's healthy. What would you give them? Like, let's say, let's go 4 products that you would say that a healthy 60-year-old man would enjoy having.
A healthy 60-year-old man?
4, yeah.
4 products. Okay, first one I'm to say is Vitamin Max, mm-hmm. Omega Supreme Pro, mm-hmm. Cardiovasc, and Prostate Flow.
I would say all of those except for the first one. I would change the Vitamin Max to the Life Support Chocolate or Life Support Vanilla.
Because well,
once
like
you
that.
Take that Life Support, you're going to get allergic. You're going to get green tea. You're going to get
all of
our vitamins and minerals.
Well, that's true. That doesn't work.
I'm a lover of that Life Support.
You're a Life Support lady.
I am, but you were trying to keep it to more of a minimum. I was trying to make it bigger.
All right.
So, but I just thought, it's not that much. It's not that much money when you consider what you get in a 2-pound container.
Right.
For $79.95, it's going to last you a couple months. That's pretty good.
Right.
Janet from Massachusetts. Hello, Dr. Bill and Michelle. I would like to purchase the CoQ10 Ubiquinol, but the capsules are too big for me to swallow. Please let me know if the capsules can be cut open and mixed with water or juice.
Yeah, you can puncture them or just bite into it. I puncture with a corn skewer and then either squirt it around your gums or just chew it. And then when you finish chewing it flat, so there's nothing left inside, it's just spit out the outside of the capsule. Hold it in your mouth for 5 or 10 minutes because it's going to heal your gums. And it also absorbs directly from your mouth and your buccal mucosa directly to your brain and other tissues because it crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Now, I swallow it. I take one every day.
You can swallow this thing, too.
Am I getting a good benefit by swallowing it?
Yes.
How much better is it by doing that in your mouth than it is from swallowing?
No, not really different. The thing about it is good. It's a reserve form of CoQ10, so it's converted back to CoQ10 by your body, but it also crosses the blood-brain barrier, which regular CoQ10 doesn't.
So it's almost just as much a benefit in your stomach?
Yeah, I usually tell people if they have heart or vascular issues, they take both. But the CoQ10 Ubiquinol will heal not only gums, but across the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah, and if she opened it, you just puncture it with like a corn.
Yeah, you can puncture it and just squeeze it around your gums, or you can actually chew it.
Oh my gosh, here's another CoQ Ubiquinol question. Julianne, Good afternoon, Michelle. Your CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol has gelatin. Do you know what the source of gelatin? I know all of our products are organic, but I don't know the source. Do you, Bill, know what she's talking about?
All of our gelatins are organic, non-toxic, non-gluten, whatever. So you don't need to be concerned. We have a manufacturer to make sure that everything is totally above board. In fact, we have one of the top manufacturers in the United States. It's not overseas.
Real quick for Don, our friend Don here, just north of us in California, Bill, for high blood pressure. Just a quick protocol for that, please, because we're getting low on time.
Sure. Cardivasc, 3 capsules, twice to 3 times a day. CoQ10 Supreme, 2 soft gels twice a day. Magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules twice a day. And that's 2 to 3 capsules twice a day. For vasospasm, I would probably take natokinase, 4 capsules twice a day.
Kelly from Santa Rosa, California. She's already taken the Gastrozyme, Bill, and the GastroHeal. I think she has something wrong with her stomach, doesn't she, or something
right.
like that? She wants to take the Digestes, and would you recommend adding that?
Yes.
To those?
Very much. Most people with dysbiosis also have not only hypochlorhydria, low hydrochloric acid and pepsin, but they also have digestive enzymes, so I recommend 1 Digestes before each meal and snack, and 2 Gastrozyme before every meal and snack, as well as the Gastrozyme, the GastroHeal. Chew 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day every 4 hours, and take the promotility agents like IBS Care, as well as the antipathogenics, Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, and Nutrimune 26Y. And you have to use Berberstatin to clear off the pathogens, Nutrimune, which is our life support, 1 capsule twice a day, which is a results exchange from the Pasteur Institute in Paris, and every third day, the living probiotic. I know her story. It's very bad.
But
very bad
seawater. I just wanted to know for myself. I've taken the Gastrozyme, but I've never taken the Digestes. What's the difference, again, between Gastrozyme and Digestes?
Digestes creates pepsin, which is an enzyme your stomach makes to break down protein, and stomach acid. If your pH of your chyle coming out of your stomach isn't the right pH, your enzymes don't work.
So that's for the digestive. And what does the Gastrozyme do again?
It's a digestive enzyme. It's a plant-based digestive enzyme that works at a broad pH range. So they're really, really good, and so it breaks down gluten as well as everything else.
Why do I take that?
It gets rid of gluten, lectins, and all the other proteins, and allows you to absorb proteins in your bowel. And if you have the right pH, you absorb your minerals. So that's why the digestive is important, because when people take proton pump inhibitors, like you mentioned earlier, omeprazole, these screw you up badly, or hydrogen pump, proton pump inhibitors, or H2 blockers. They're very bad. These dumb doctors shouldn't do this, because your stomach acid doesn't cause ulcers. He'll go back to pylori and dysbiosis, like, you know, entamoeba, intestinalis, and other pathogens actually cause gastromucosal barrier breakdown. Mm-hmm. It's not caused by acidity. That's a stupid thing doctors have done for decades. And when they use these proton pump inhibitors and H2 blockers, they screw you up big time. They make you actually demineralize your bones. They make you get SIBO, which can cause pancreatic cancer or gallbladder disease. And they screw up your gut nervous system. Because remember, like, you know, that that comedian, the man with 2 brains? Everybody's got 2 brains. You got a brain in your head and a brain in your gut. Around the celiac plexus and all the nuclei.
What?
Everybody has 2 brains.
You're at the end of the day and you bring that up. I could ask you questions about that one, but I guess we'll wait till next week. Okay, Bill?
And then we'll talk about the lady and the man with 2 brains. Everybody has 2 brains.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
That's good. I need to. It's been a wonderful... it's not the end of the day. It's just the beginning of the day. Hey, Bill? So I want to say God bless you. Thank you for being a member of the NutriMedical family.
And
if you're not, just go to NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 and call us, and we gladly...
And make sure your email is in our list. So we're going to give you notice. We're launching in the next few days our new stream. Use our stream player when we embed it.
My doctor makes more info.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.